All right, we are now joined by our race-winning team of today's CircuitCity.com 250 here at Iowa Speedway. In the middle, we have the driver of the number 20 Toyota, Christopher Bell. We also have Steve D'Souza, EVP of the Xfinity Series and Development for Joe Gibbs Racing, and our crew chief, Jason Ratcliffe. We will start up here in the front with Jerry Jordan. We will get a microphone to you. Tom Bryan's going to hustle up here.
Jerry Jordan, kickingthetires.net. Chris, talk about the race out there. You've battling. There was a lot of hard battles at the front with you and with Cole Custer, and you obviously came out on top. But what was it like behind the wheel?
Man, that thing, my car was just so fast. At the first stage of the race, the long run, I was starting to gain on him a little bit and felt like that it was going to be pretty tough to pass him. And then we just had really good pit stops, really good adjustments, and just got our Supra extremely, extremely fast. Really early, late in the run, we were really good. So hats off to Jason, and he did a really good job today.
Go to Jordan.
Jordan Bianchi, The Athletic. I have two questions, one for Chris, one for Jason. I'll ask Chris first. Chris, you've got four victories in Xfinity this year, seven last year. Do you feel like you're ready for Cup and you've proven that you deserve a spot?
That's not really my place to talk, so I'll let Steve answer that.
I think the answer is yes, honestly. Yeah, I think there's a few guys in this series that are ready, and, I mean, that's what the series is for, right, to come out here and cut your teeth, get some laps, get some experience, and I think a few guys are ready to make that step. Christopher's definitely one of them.
We have additional questions for our race-winning team. Go ahead, Chris.
Yeah, Chris Tony, CatchFence.com. Christopher, last year this time you had just one win, and this year already you're at four wins. What's the team's potential in 2019?
I think our potential's really high. Our big track stuff, I feel like we still need to gain on a little bit, and obviously we're working hard to do that. And, man, this was a much-needed win. You know, we went to Dover and we were able to win there, and Charlotte, I feel like we were right there competing for a win and had a blown tire, and then we had a rough couple weeks there at Pocono in Michigan. So this is definitely a good pick-me-up, and hopefully we can carry some momentum here. I know Chicago is going to be a pretty good test for Homestead, so hopefully we can go there with some speed.
We're going to come over here to the far right.
Jonathan Field with theracingexperts.com. Last year you finished second to Justin Allgaier, this year, of course, taking the victory. What do you think helped you break through and get the victory this year?
I think our Supra was just extremely fast today, man. It's, we were kind of in the same position that we were last year. We qualified second, was running second to Cole. Even at the end of the race there, we lost the lead on pit road. So I think our car was just fast enough to where we could pass today. Justin was extremely good last year in this race, and I just wasn't quite good enough to complete the pass on him.
Go here in the middle.
Mark Schaefer with the Carroll Times. When you have a fast car like you did today, what's kind of going through your mind, especially when you get passed on pit road by Cole before the last restart?
Well, initially it was pretty frustrating, but I knew my car was I thought it was going to be a little bit better than him. You never know because guys make adjustments and stuff. But I had been getting decent restarts on the bottom, so I was pretty – I was kind of worried because I knew if he got out front, then he was going to be tough. But luckily, I was able to stay right there with him, and he slipped just enough into three that allowed me to get beside him. Then I could pull the trigger into one.
Steve, we're not going to let you escape without picking up the microphone.
I was about to say, no one has anything for Steve or Jason.
We'll go to Chris. Maybe he'll steal my question.
Steve, I was just wondering if you could comment on JGR's Xfinity program. You know, Harrison had a solid day. Brandon Jones had a solid day. I mean, you guys are getting momentum at the right time at the halfway point. What can we expect in the second half?
Well, hopefully we continue that. We have a lot of good competitors out there right now, and I think the great example today with Jason and his 20 team, all the people at the shop at JGR that work so hard on getting our car as well prepared, and we do that for all three teams, and so that's our goal, is to advance each of them.
Go ahead, Jerry.
Steve, he pitched it to you a while ago about the move up to Cup. So, but Jason jumped in. Can you elaborate on that?
I'm curious to hear his answer.
Well, obviously our job here is to expose great talent and develop good racers, and Christopher obviously right now is at the top of that chart, or one of them. And so really, I guess what I would say is our job on the Xfinity side is to develop that, expose that, and then coach Coy and a bunch of our guys at the other on the competition side and other areas. Sponsors have a lot to do with that. But that's kind of where we're heading. Our job is just to do what he's doing right now.
Go back to Jordan.
Yeah. Sorry, I have to ask this, Christopher, but if you don't get moved to Cup next year, are you going to be frustrated, disappointed?
Man, I kind of got in trouble last year whenever I got asked this question. So, and what I said last year, I feel like got taken out of context really bad. So my answer to that is, I never really dreamed to be racing in NASCAR, and I get to make a great living right now. So my goal as a kid was not to be a NASCAR Cup racer. My goal was to make a living driving a race car, and I've been able to do that for numerous years now. So if I'm truck racing, sprint car racing, midget racing, I've already exceeded my dream or fulfilling my dream. So whether I'm running Xfinity or Cup, I'm living my dream right now, so I'll be happy.
Jason, you've always had really good success here at Iowa. What is it about this track that kind of suits your needs, or why have you had success here?
I think that, JGR's Xfinity program has been good here. I mean, we've seen, each and every time we come here, they run the top five, and we just, it kind of favors our package, our deal. We've got a setup that works here, and up until this year, Goodyear didn't change the tire. We ran the same tire here for numerous years. The track's worn out, so it doesn't really change. It's already worn out, which we like it that way. Don't pave it, please. It's one track. A lot of tracks you go, either they pave it or Goodyear changes the tire or the aero package changes, and you just have to keep chasing it. And Iowa really hasn't been that way. So once we hit on a package and we were able to continue to build on that, Joe Gibbs Racing's had just a good program here and a good setup. So hopefully we can keep doing that and keep winning races.
Anything final for our team? All right, gentlemen, congratulations. Enjoy the off week next weekend.
Oh, I will.